service may lead you to risk your life.
Today's lecture here at the Defence College in Cosford is on death. It's inevitable that at some point in their careers, the airmen and women in this room will have to deal with the death of a colleague.
It's almost certain at some stage during your first tour on your next unit that someone you know quite well will die.
They will also, of course, have to consider the threat to their own lives. Nothing can prepare you for the emotions you feel when somebody dies, but Lee Spicer, the chaplain here at Cosford and also the teacher of this course, says it makes it easier if you've thought about your beliefs beforehand.
Part of the session we're going to look at right now looks into the possibility that they might risk their own lives in security situations, and for anyone who has religious background to their life, yes, people do think carefully about what might happen to them and what that might mean, not just for them obviously, but for their relatives as well.
It's not just death that's covered on this beliefs and values course. New recruits are encouraged to consider the moral and ethical issues surrounding going to war.
We look at the four core values of the Royal Air Force: respect, integrity, service and excellence. And we use various dilemmas to encourage the trainees to think deeply about what those core values mean to them, what it means to have integrity, what service might call them to do, how to look for excellence in the work that they do for us. Just imagine you go out for a drink with your mates, and you do the usual, you get Chinese takeaway and you walk along the street, and you all collapse in front of the war memorial in the middle of town. It says on the front, "To the glorious dead of two world wars." And one of them says, "Look, you're in the Air Force, what does this mean, to the glorious dead of two world wars? What's so glorious about being dead?" You've got a choice. Do you want your country's defence to be in the hands of mindless thugs, or do you want the country's defence to be in the hands of people who think carefully about what they're doing and who do respect life, theirs and those of other people?
It's only their third week here at Cosford, but the recruits attending today's lecture know how important it is to prepare for the difficulties that may lie ahead of them.
It's one of those things you've got to deal with before you come in, I suppose. It's a whole new way of life. It's not just a job, and no matter what you come across, you've got to learn to deal with it within the force environment.
I think it's good to be prepared because we're in a job where absolutely anything can happen, and the more prepared you are, the less surprised you're going to be when something happens.
You're not really going to know what's going to happen until it does, so you just need to be aware that something might happen and learn how to deal with it as it comes.
I think it is very important that you prepare because it's highly likely that you're going to come across it sometime in the future. Death and accidents and things like that, so in, well, difficult situations. So I think it's quite helpful to prepare for it, because at least when it happens, you've got something to sort of fall back on.
And as Lee Spicer says, in a conflict situation, they might only have a split second to make what could end up being a life and death decision.
More and more these days, the situations that young servicemen find themselves in areas of tension, require them to make the judgment as to what to do next, and require a great deal of decision making to be laid on their shoulders. They can't always refer back to other people, and certainly when things are tense and when they're on the streets and when people are throwing stuff at them and putting them under great pressure, they're the ones that have to make those decisions, and we have to make sure that they know how to make the right decisions.